This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. It's Super Tuesday in the U.S., a quadrennial electoral extravaganza where 14 states decide upon a party nominee. The big one, California, where over 400 delegates will be at stake. Rafael Sonnenschein is the executive director of the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs. Although many voters have already cast their votes thanks to early voting, he says it may not be quite as many as one might think.
The coronavirus is fast affecting a growing number.
I fully understand.
Some early polling shows former Vice President Joe Biden winning 7 of the 14 states, voting Tuesday with U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders coming out on top in 6 states, including California. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by 0.5 percentage point on Tuesday in an effort to minimize the damage the coronavirus is inflicting on the global economy. The United Nations has canceled hundreds of human rights events because coronavirus concerns, in accord with the Swiss government's decision to ban all public gatherings. The UN's atomic watchdog says Iran has nearly tripled its stockpile of enriched uranium over the past 3 months, in sharp violation of the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with 6 world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency also said on Tuesday that Iran appears to have 3 undeclared atomic sites. The IAEA said it is insisting on clarifications from Tehran. Iran, in 2015, signed the nuclear accord with 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. The United States abandoned the deal in 2018 and introduced new sanctions against Iranian officials and can punish entities that do business with Tehran. Iran has said it no longer considers itself bound by the agreement and has gradually reduced some of its commitments under the deal. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says his finances, along with those of his wife, children, parents, and the head of his anti-corruption foundation, which is also known as the FBK, have been frozen without explanation in a move to discredit and disgrace him. The staunch Kremlin critic wrote on his website on Tuesday that bank accounts and payment cards for his family and for the FBK head Ivan Zadanov and his family had been blocked. Navalny accused President Vladimir Putin for orchestrating the situation, alleging that by freezing his and his associates' accounts, the Kremlin was trying to impede the FBK's activities at a time when many Russians are becoming disillusioned with the country's current leadership. The United Nations has canceled hundreds of human rights events because of coronavirus concerns, in accord with the Swiss government's decision to ban all public gatherings of more than 1,000 people. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the United Nations in Geneva.
In announcing the decision, the president of the UN Human Rights Council, Elisabeth Tichy Fieselberger, tells delegates she has received an urgent letter from the UN Director General in Geneva spelling out measures that have to be taken in light of the coronavirus situation.
The Director General specified that that would entail cancelling all side events and encouraging representatives to refrain from travelling to Geneva for the rest of the session. She also suggested that those special procedure mandate holders who are not already in Geneva could be encouraged to participate in the session via video conferencing.
Late last week, Swiss authorities took the unprecedented step of prohibiting large public events in response to a growing number of coronavirus cases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.